SBS Radio.
Jordan Roman is tagged as a boy wonder when he was featured at 7 News 6 years ago. Now in 2018, we catch up with one of the youngest and most talented basketball players today in Australia. Hi Jordan, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So you're still at an early stage of your career. What kinds of things are you doing to make yourself the best player that you can be?
What I do, I try to train really hard, do my best, and I train with my mom every day when I have time, and I try to sleep a lot as well.
So how young were you when you started playing basketball?
I was introduced when I was 6 months, and I started training when I was 4.
So you started training when you were 4 years old?
Yes.
Okay, so how young are you now, Jordan?
I'm 14, turning 15 tomorrow.
Okay, so it's more of like 11 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 11 years. Okay, so how important is the role of your parents in realizing your aspirations as a basketball player?
It's really important because without them, I wouldn't be able to have all these achievements.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And they were the one who influenced you to play basketball, right? Can you tell us more about that?
Because like both of my parents, they're like really big basketball fans. Mm-hmm. My dad loves playing basketball and my mom's not really like, she doesn't play basketball, but she likes watching.
Okay. She likes watching basketball, and your dad as well. And they're a big fan of Michael Jordan, right? That's why they named you after him. So did you like that name?
Of course, I do.
So would you say that you're also a fan of Michael Jordan?
Yes.
So tell me about some of the most interesting things you experienced so far.
The most interesting I've experienced was in Nationals under 14s. Where we led our team to our, I think our first time winning the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool because during the grand finals, I was doing so good. And all like everyone in the crowd were like chanting MVP.
Okay.
And it was like, I was like shocked because it was like really energetic and stuff.
They were shouting MVP. So how does it feel? It's quite, you know, like it's very beautiful feeling to hear this from people.
Yeah. I don't know because like I was like in shock. I was like, oh, wow, because I have no idea what happened there. But I tried to do my best so that they can get more like crazy. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. But with this, do you allow it to get into your head?
No. I try not to, but of course I have to focus on the game for my team as well.
So you try to be humble?
Yes.
Okay, all the time. That's good to know. So tell us about your life outside basketball.
My other interest other than basketball is I love to draw a lot.
Okay.
And I like playing video games and making YouTube videos.
Okay, so you have a talent in editing, video editing.
Yes, I do. I like editing like my basketball highlights and editing like my video games.
So what is your most favorite part of playing basketball, Jordan?
My most favorite part is of course scoring a lot because mm-hmm. it's like really fun. Like it's just the sound of the swish every time I shoot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow, that's interesting. Can you further add into that? The swish sound,
yeah,
right?
Like the sound of it is like really addictive.
Okay, for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think are your strengths and your weaknesses, and how do you work on improving your weaknesses?
My strengths are my shooting, mm-hmm. my passing, and my athleticism, like acrobatic moves to score in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And my weaknesses, I have a bit of defense, but like I've really improved this year. And the way I try to work on it, so when I have free time, we try to train on the court, try to do like skipping rope, and then do a lot of defensive slides and try to react on the ball and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, of course, you experience winning and losing a game. So how does it feel when you win a game? And how does it feel when you lose a game?
When I win, I feel like really confident. I feel happy. And I'm like really funny at the end. And when I lose, I still try. I'm like a little bit like sad, but I try to be positive at all times. And I always try to like think of the stuff I have done like in the game so I can improve on it.
So you accept it?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. Are you competitive even against your teammates?
Yes, I am very competitive. Like during training, I try to be very physical. Mm-hmm. I try to do my best, do better than them. Yeah.
Okay. So if you could meet any basketball player, Jordan, who would that be? And would you consider him as your greatest role model as well?
The player I would like to meet, because I've already met Michael Jordan before.
Oh, tell us about the experience.
So it was like 2012 when I was like a little bit younger. I've always dreamed of meeting Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And so when we went to the... Because he had a Michael Jordan camp, mm-hmm. flight school. And so I went there and I finally saw him mm-hmm. in person.
Oh my gosh, how does it feel?
I was like, when I, like he came close to me, okay. and I had nothing, I was like gonna ask him questions, but I didn't say anything because okay. I was just like.
You're frozen.
Yeah, I was just frozen.
Okay.
But because I already met Michael Jordan, I would like to meet Stephen Curry okay. because. We are both the same position and we have the like same playing style.
So you're a point guard, right?
Yes.
Similar to him. Okay. So what one word or praise do you want people to associate with your name?
Jordan, I think.
Jordan. Yeah. Okay. As simple as that.
Yes,
nothing
Jordan.
Else.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like no boy wonder anymore.
Nah, just Jordan.
Okay, no boy wonder. Okay. Where do you hope to be 5 years from now?
5 years from now, hopefully I'll be playing professionally. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll be playing in front of my friends and family.
Tell us about, Jordan, your NBA dream.
Like, I've always dreamed of, like, being in the NBA since I was a kid. I've always wanted to experience all the, like, people watching, like, mm-hmm. on TV and in the crowd. And I've always wanted to play against people around the world, like in that one competition.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, you've been involved to sports such as basketball, and other teenagers like you, they kind of like involve themselves just in social media and then their gadgets. So what can you, or what advice could you give them?
Like doing sport, it will actually help because you'll meet more people, you'll mm-hmm. meet more friends, and it's like great exercise. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I okay. can say.
So can you tell us what are your activities in the coming weeks or months, and can you invite all your supporters as well?
I have like trainings mm-hmm. like almost every day except for Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But and like it's and all the training I have are like all the like really late, and the supporters I have are like my parents, my auntie, my grandma, and my friends. Like mm-hmm. before my school holiday, there will be I will be in nationals mm-hmm. again for under 16s.
So as my last question to you, Jordan, because like I've seen how your family has been there supporting you for your dreams. So what is it that you want to tell them for, you know, for all the support that they gave you after all these years?
My message is like, thank you so much for all the hard work and stuff. Like, because without them, I wouldn't be like now. What's like all the achievements and and I love you guys.
Oh, that's sweet. But you know what, Jordan? You're a very nice teenager. And I really hope and pray that you're gonna achieve that NBA dream.
Thank you.
Sa likod ng tagumpay ni Jordan ay ang kanyang ina na si Rachel, na labis ang sinasakripisyo para sa pangarap ng kanyang anak. Kasama ang kanyang asawa, kapatid at ina, tulong-tulong sila na nag-iipon sa ngayon sa bawat laban ni Jordan sa iba't ibang panig ng Australia, pati na sa Pilipinas. At ang pinaka natatangi nilang hiling ay ang matupad ang NBA dream.
Hi Rachel, thank you for being here with us at SBS Filipino. So I'd like to know about, because like you've been supporting Jordan for quite a long time now in his passion in basketball. So how difficult is it for you?
Oh, it's actually quite difficult. Mm-hmm. My whole day is about Jordan. It's yeah. about preparation, all his activities. So currently, I'm like full-time with Jordan. Mm-hmm. So from the moment he wake up till the time he goes to bed. I have a calendar
okay.
that I have to put all his activities
in there. Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. For so I prepare the whole year.
Okay.
Yeah, in advance. And then not only that, it also extends to my sister.
Okay.
She's the one doing all the bookings for all the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to out of town, so she's the one organizing that. Yeah.
Okay, so you told me about the expenses that
yeah.
sometimes that you pay all the fees whenever yeah. Jordan has to go to his competition to another place.
Yeah.
So tell us more about it.
Yeah, so everything that he do mm-hmm. from his local to his reps
mm-hmm.
to being representing New South Wales,
yeah.
it's all our own our expense.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, both of his dad and I, we split the expense most of mm-hmm. the time. And then my relative, my mom, my sister, they all chip in as well when mm-hmm. we need more. And, well, most of the time it's my funds as well, so because I work from home, so I use all that money to him.
Yeah, it's very beautiful because I could see your family really supporting Jordan. Like all of you are there supporting him for his dream.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes, it's like, hopefully dream come true for him. So, I mean, it will take a lot of effort. We're not mm-hmm. there yet. We're still like halfway, he's still mm-hmm. young. So we're still more money coming that we need to make him, go to America.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not about the money. It's about him, If uh-huh. he make it, that's good.
Okay.
That's all.
How about the NBA dream?
Yes. That's a big dream.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, it's crazy. That's what they say. It's crazy, mm-hmm. And, well, it's not impossible, If you work mm-hmm. hard on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see Jordan's. We'll make it,
mm-hmm.
and financially, of course, it's gonna be strain for all of us.
Yeah,
but we'll do our best. We'll try and help him. We'll just do a bit at a time. So mm-hmm. as long as he's happy to do it, we're here to help him all the way.
And do you believe as well in his talent to do
oh, yes.
it? That he can do it?
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like when Jordan says, "Mom, I'll get this,"
mm-hmm.
he do it. He surprises me. Just like this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one of the amazing thing that he surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
Able to get this Michael Jordan MVP. Because mm-hmm. I remember when I saw this camp, I said, Jordan, there's... Because he's always wanted to see Michael Jordan or meet mm-hmm. him in person. So I keep searching and I finally see the camp. And then I said, Jordan, there's MVP there. And you get this trophy. And he said, Mom, I'll get it next year. And I was like, okay, but I never thought he's gonna do it. And then he surprised me. He surprised me not only just getting this
mm-hmm.
award, by getting like 6 award.
Yeah.
So I just have to support him.
Okay.
Keep working hard, get the money. And yeah, as long as he said I'm okay, then I'll be there. I'm gonna keep working hard and help him. And I can see, And anyway, he promised me, Mom, don't worry, I'll bring you there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'll be sitting there watching him play.
Yeah, in NBA.
Yeah, in NBA.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.